It is time for the observation deck with our friend Matt Birmingham, as he is scrambling over at his seat right now because of a beverage mishap.
Hello.
And the O-Deck is brought to us by our friends at Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Daddy. Christmas is 1 week away.
Did you like my stalling?
Thank you. As I was cleaning up a Dr. Pepper mess over here.
You don't have Dr. Pepper spill insurance? What are you doing?
No, but luckily we have paper towels for once in studio. Game changer.
I don't know if I would describe having a roll of paper towels as a game changer. Zookeeper?
Says somebody that's ever never used a paper towel.
Again, a bold claim. That's categorically false. I could prove it.
How? Whatever. How would you prove that?
Take me to court. Find out.
No. Christmas is 1 week away. Christmas brings joy. Christmas also brings danger. What are the most dangerous states in America as it pertains to Christmas? This data compiled by the healthcare staffing platform NERSA. They have what they call a danger score, which includes holiday hazards, including crashes, alcohol, arrests, house fires, and even emergency-related Google searches. So it's not just all about weather. Luckily for us in Texas, snowy states often rank higher on the list of danger score for dangerous states in America.
Makes
on Christmas.
Sense. Yeah, understandable.
Although we pack a lot in for the one or two snow days we have a year.
Because we don't know how to handle it.
We try to catch up quickly.
If you don't live in the panhandle, you don't understand.
Yeah. Either it being snow on the ground for driving or just the grid being able to handle any kind of outage.
Dude, I still have PTSD just from watching the video. Was it on 30? That one time where it's just like the
80 car pile.
One after the other. They just come skidding through. That's one of the worst things I've ever seen. So bad. Terrifying.
They also factor in risks that come down to everyday choices like driving safety, cooking carefully, and drinking responsibly. I do have a slight beef with this list, though. They compiled data from 45 states. Maybe they ran out of time.
Again, this time of year, it's the fill-ins, just like us.
Yeah.
Everybody full-time goes on vacation this time of year, and it falls to the next group.
Yes, but they compiled the 45 states on a 10-point danger scale. The states they did not include were Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Louisiana, and South Carolina. They were excluded because they ran out of time, probably.
What a weird smattering of...
I know.
All over the place.
Not include, huh?
Emergency room spike visits were up 20% during the holiday season compared to average days, straining healthcare systems already managing typical winter health crises. This is just everywhere. Data shows that distinct geographical patterns on Christmas-related dangers, particularly in northern states, they face a higher risk than their southern counterparts. The most dangerous state when it comes to Christmas, scoring at 8.55 out of the 10-point danger scale, the state of Vermont.
Interesting.
State fire departments in Vermont reported 25 structure fires on Christmas Day in 2024. They also recorded 72.4 accidental fatal injuries per 100,000 people annually. They have a near certain 98.6% chance of snow on Christmas Day, which makes travel more treacherous and puts residents at risk for cold weather injuries.
I also wonder if maybe the Vermont gets higher up there because I know there are a number of people who like to travel to that area of the country for holiday because there are ski resorts and things of that nature up there, Vermont, New Hampshire.
Snow does a lot of heavy lifting on this list because if you're doing all these things and then you throw, oh, and it's snowing and it's harder to drive, it makes everything more complicated.
I think it's pretty obvious. You elect a democratic socialist to run your state, like Bernie Sanders.
Well, he's a senator.
He's
not the governor.
He's the president of Vermont. And look, danger. That's what happens.
Yeah. Residents consume 3.06 gallons of alcohol per person annually.
Yes.
19.6% drink excessively. But in 2023, only one fatal crash reported on Christmas Day itself.
Okay.
So they're drinking responsibly.
Yes.
Drinking and not driving.
Yes.
The best way to drink.
Yes. Wisconsin claims the second place on the danger score, according to NERSA's list of most dangerous Christmas states. The state recorded 16 structure fires on Christmas Day in 2024. It had 71.5 accidental fatal injuries per 100,000 residents. They also saw 9,000 Google searches for food poisoning symptoms, 880 searches for Heimlich maneuver in Wisconsin alone.
Okay, what a panic if someone is choking and you see your loved one.
Hold on.
I gotta.
What's your Wi-Fi password? No, I said capitalize that. Oh, he's dead. Police made 14,000 arrests throughout December, making it the 13th highest for Christmas crime. So, Bob, if you're listening, please stay safe if you go home for Christmas.
I think now Obviously. We understand better why Bob couldn't wait to get out of Wisconsin and never go back.
Because of all the Heimlich maneuvers he had to Google.
It's just
why don't I just memorize this?
It's a Christmas Day hellscape up there.
Yes. Oregon, to round out the top three, Oregon is third, despite producing more Christmas trees than any other state. That's just a random fact.
Yeah, that doesn't really factor in at all, I wouldn't think.
Five people died in car accidents on Christmas Day in 2023. 16 structure fires occurred on Christmas Day in 2024. December sees an 11% increase in fatal car accidents compared to other months. Rounding off the top five for most dangerous states, Colorado, fourth, and then North Dakota. So all states that experience snow.
North Dakota gets very hard winter, so that's definitely understandable. Oregon and Colorado, very mountainous.
You also have to think, too, because North Dakota has a very low population.
Yes.
So
that wipes out like
they're going hard.
5% of their entire population every Christmas. Have y'all ever been close to any type of mishap on a holiday? Close call?
Once we were visiting family, we went to a Christmas Eve wedding in Indiana, and we experienced our first whiteout, where you couldn't see the car in front of you. And as we're driving, we just pass a car that's just doing, that's spinning, and then crashed into a car next to us.
We had one very similar. We were driving, I believe, to Iowa. My grandparents lived in Iowa, and it was blizzard or whatever, and yeah, I remember seeing the car right in front of us start to fishtail, and it goes right into the ditch in front of us. And 8-year-old me, 9-year-old me thought that was pretty terrifying at the time, and I don't think I would feel any different now.
I didn't think much of it because I just leaned over and fell back asleep.
God. So. I was yelling at your dad to stop to get some food.
Now, if you're not counting Christmas, I had a New Year's Eve accident where my car got totaled.
Oh, I remember that. The wrong way driver.
Yep.
Ooh.
Fun times. The safest state when it comes to Christmas Day is Mississippi. They had a 5.4 danger scale. Very low snow probability.
True.
They also are the third lowest in excessive drinking, third safest in driving fatalities involving alcohol, and they have a 0.2% snow on Christmas Day.
Third lowest in excessive drinking in Mississippi, huh?
Shocking.
Yeah, that one surprises me a bit.
Utah is the second safest. They only consume,
Mormons,
also shocking, 1.35 gallons of alcohol per person annually.
Yeah, Mormons.
The lowest in the nation. Texas, the third safest state on Christmas.
All right.
Oh, look at us.
With 11 fatal Christmas Day crashes in 2023. But only 0.3% chance of snow. Texas does have the second most December arrests, despite being safe on Christmas score. They only trail California, which had more arrests in December. In Texas, accidental fatal injury rate per 100,000, 47.4%. Alcohol consumption per person in gallons, 2 gallons per person. Driving fatalities involving alcohol, 29.9%. Texas had 11 fatal Christmas Day accidents in 2023. That is a 3.8 increase for December. Google searches in 2024 and Christmas. Food poisoning symptoms, just over 33,000 searches.
God, what are these people eating that is making them sick?
Heimlich maneuver, was searched 5,400 times.
Again.
What is that? People need to slow down when they're eating. Chew, you moron.
How to treat a burn was searched 1,900 times in Texas.
Oh, no.
And then how to stop bleeding was searched 880 times.
Again, if you're having to search for this last second, you are not prepared for accidents.
You know all I hear, though? Metal stand, baby.
Yeah.
Texas. Hey, right now, we're on the metal stand.
We'll take it.
On Christmas Day last year, only 45 structure fires. So Texas, the third safest state on Christmas.
Okay. So you can
always keep safety in the back of your mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Just stay humble.
Stay humble. Stay humble out there, Texans. Just because we're number three.
And chew your food.
That doesn't mean that you can let your guard down. Because very clearly a lot of people are choking, getting poisoned, or drunk driving into...
Or burning or bleeding themselves.
Yeah. Bleeding out on the floor around the Christmas presents.
I'm pretty sure you put pressure on it. I want to make sure.
I need to look what AI says. AI saying you're fine.
Grok, tell me what to do.
It says I can survive this.
All right, Ham. Thank you very much.